not interested in most of what was happening in the second one.
Sure.
This is one of those movies that requires everyone to be really fucking stupid for any of it to work.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not in your car today.
We're not.
That would have been the original intention, but now your car is at your parents' shop.
Yep, it's getting checked up and checked out for the trip, for the big drive.
That feels like a smart way to go.
Yeah, figured, load people into it and stuff. I should probably get everything looked at. It's definitely overdue for an oil change.
Right. I like that growing up the son of a tire shop family.
Yeah.
Car maintenance is something you're very mindful of.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to be mindful of it when you don't have to actually do any of it.
Right.
And that's the secret, really. There's been, like, the side benefits over the years for friends of mine, and that my mom seems to cut them a deal if she ever suspects I might be in their car.
Right. Right.
I did all my laundry, I just haven't packed at all, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home, do my laundry tonight, pack up. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Today we'll deal with appointment ditying and.
Right, yep.
Friday!
It's the E3 Predictions Podcast going up Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Or Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday at noon, I guess.
Yeah.
Whenever the show floor for E3 opens, it will go up. Are we using fancy chat for Unprofessional Fridays? I think so. Yeah, I think the idea is to just keep using that. They were testing it out last night.
Yeah, I was unfortunately not able to do the morning show today because the internet at my parents' house decided it just not work today.
Yeah.
It was still not working when I left. But I guess Patrick kept the chat running this morning, so.
Yeah, I saw it before it went out. I was taking a look at it. Like, it looks good. I like the way it looks.
How many different iterations of chat have we gone through in the last, like, 9 months?
I don't know. Like, in terms of front-end design, I think this is just the second or third or something. But
in terms of, like, functionality and tweaks and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
They've been working on it for a long time, and, you know, it's one of the filthy secrets about, like, chat stuff is that, like, when you deal in the scale that we deal in, it actually is really fucking hard.
Yeah.
To get everybody in one room at the same time, which is, like, the adamant, like, this is how it has to be. thing that, like, that Dave laid down and I laid down with that stuff is because, like, Twitch and a lot of the other chat stuff out there, they hit a hard limit of users and then just seamlessly create separate rooms.
Right.
Without telling anyone. And we were like, no, fuck that. We want it to be completely garbage, chaos, nonsense.
Yep.
Everyone has to be in the same thing. And that's where it actually apparently gets difficult.
That's not surprising.
Like, it would be much easier to cop out and be like, okay, we're gonna, you know, have 200 people in a room, and then you might never see what your friends have to say because they're in a different room as you, and I think that's dumb.
Fucking 3,000 motherfuckers all sitting in one room screaming at once.
Exactly. It's not supposed to be useful.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's supposed to be a nightmare.
Yeah, like, we're kind of embracing the part where, like, it's not like Twitch chat is, like, great because they limit it.
No. It's still kind of chaos.
Yeah, and if secret splinter groups want to go off and hang out in this chat room that you guys are in right now, or have an IRC channel or something like that to talk amongst themselves, great. They should, that's...
Godspeed on you on that.
Chat for a live stream should seem like a crowd at a show where everyone is able to yell out whatever, you know, whatever they want within reason, but none of it matters.
Right.
Yeah, we'll divvy up the appointments. We'll get that wrestling podcast up.
Rory's going to put the movie podcast up tomorrow.
Okay. I would like to record... What? Fuck. I forget. There was some quick look.
Was it Tomodachi?
I guess we're not going to do that.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll...
Play into it if you can, and we'll do it when we get back.
I'm gonna try and get it together so that we can always do something with it for Fresh on Fridays.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that feels like that would be a good place to discover what kind of weird that game is.
Sure, yeah. I need to record some audio for ad stuff for the live show archives.
Right.
That we probably won't use, but it's just like backup in case we don't record anything while we're actually there in the space,
right,
or whatever. So.
Right. When is that space open to us? Like, when can we go in there and start setting up?
I'd imagine Sunday.
Okay.
So I wonder if, like, once, if everything does get set up on Sunday, if there's going to be, like, stealth Sunday night stream or something like that.
Right. And then Monday we're doing a shorter one.
Well, Monday we're doing,
I mean, we're doing all day.
All day with press conferences.
I'm saying
post-press
conference. We're doing like an hour or two afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have some people on, just a couple of folks, not a lot of guests Monday night. And then we start in earnest on Tuesday.
Cool.
7 p.m. for all that stuff.
Until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, or I think like midnight.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. 11 or 12 or something, but yeah. It's way more regimented this year in terms of guest times, which means I expect it to just completely blow up.
Of course. But it's good that we're trying it to see if we can actually maintain a proper schedule, or if it just fucking falls apart like an hour in.
It's one of those things where, like, you know, like, as we get more and more guests and as we get, you know, higher profile guests and stuff, we get people that have places they have to be.
Yep. They can be in your space for exactly 30 minutes before they have to go somewhere else.
Right, yeah. So we're trying to be a little more mindful of that for some of those people. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
If it ends up too stiff, then I say next year we just throw out all the planning and just
everyone shows up once on one day and no one shows up any other time.
I'd rather get to a point, like, you know, like, as weird as it would be, it'd be kind of cool if we got to a point where it's just like, this is the space we're going to be at from this time to this time. We'll be live. If you people want to come by every night and be on the show, that's cool too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
This year's show will be pretty awesome, I think.
Yeah, we have some really good guests lined up.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff. Patrick's got a really good list of people together.
Yep.
And all that.
I bet at some point we'll still have some people that pop up and be like, hey, can we come by?
Yeah, absolutely.
That have not
totally.
Gotten in contact yet.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes. I got a text from Johnny. I got to get back to him. I'll get back to him when we get in.
Yeah.
He's asking about other times and stuff like that, so I'm not sure what he's got in mind.
Right.
But, yeah.
I'm gonna say that Seattle's best coffee is an improvement over this fucking 7-Eleven coffee I'm drinking right now.
7-Eleven coffee not doing it for you?
Not doing it for me. I mean, it's not horrible, but it's not good. Seattle's best was at least, like, bland.
Yeah.
Not particularly offensive. There's a little more offense to this coffee.
Solvent, so
that's how you know it's good.
Yeah,
those are the chemicals that give you the energy.
That's what I'm looking for, that energy. Tomorrow we'll drive to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That'll probably start around 10 a.m. or something. Or right, you know, about 24 hours from now.
Yeah, there's going to be a little
give or take.
There's going to be a little bit of a split because I'm picking up one person in San Francisco and then dropping his car off.
I'm picking up the other person and then picking up both you and the other person.
Yeah.
And I guess we can, you know, announce now.
One of the people
will be Danny O'Dwyer of GameSpot.com, which used to be a video game website.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So we're excited to have him on.
The Fighting Irishman.
That's right.
And by fighting, I mean mostly just drinking Irishman.
Yeah. I feel like as someone who is mostly Irish, I can get away with calling him a stinking drunk. Is that how that works?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like a third Irish, so I can definitely, I can throw that out there.
That's how that works. That's how casual racism works.
Yeah. No, as someone who is mostly a mix of Irish, English, Russian and a little bit of French. I feel like I could be racist to all four of those. I think that's something I can claim for myself.
Okay.
Isn't Gershwin like a German name?
Yeah.
Is your mom's Irish?
Yep.
Okay.
My grandfather on my mom's... My grandfather on my mom's side is 100% Irish.
Yeah.
Full blood.
Same. My mom's dad was full-on Irish.
And then there's smattering little bits of Irish across the other...
Yep.
Bits and pieces, I think, so...
You gotta do is you gotta get that Russian blood in you, because once the New World Order takes over and runs everything, you gotta have that.
I just claim to be Bulgarian.
Okay.
That seems to work too.
Yeah, just say that your new residence is in Russia.
Yeah, I'm just, yes, I'm the Bulgarian brute and I've moved to Russia.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we will definitely stop at that Del Taco. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, why even do the drive if you're not just going to do it all the way, you know?
I mean, yeah, like, so I have made the drive a couple of, like, times over the past month or so.
I mean, for, like, E3. If you're going to do this E3 thing.
Yeah. I've stopped at that spot and have not gotten Del Taco, so.
Yeah. I know that's supposed to be like Sarah's, that license plate, but it just makes me think there's that says SARS.
Yeah. SARS ass.
SARS ass. Like under his the mat in the terrarium.
Yeah.
Those days, so you never see him. He was fully out and looking around, like he was hungry. So I might actually have to feed him tonight before I leave. Yeah.
So did you stay at your parents, or did you bring a snake with you?
It just stays at my parents. Okay, my stepdad takes care of it at this point. He likes it. So
yeah. That's how it was with my cat. My cat that I got when I was in junior high, and then my dad very quickly became his cat.
Right. Yeah, I've had that snake since I was 12.
Nah.
That is a very old snake.
Old snake.
It is old snake.
Yeah. Sizzler is now an Ace Hardware. I bet that's a really interesting layout inside that place.
Yeah, salad bar is now just full of, like, assorted nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
But it still has the little spoons that you scoop it out with, like the dressing things.
Right. Of course. Roadwork ahead. Right lane closed on bridge.
No! That's the other bridge. That's not the bridge we're taking.
Maybe the Richmond Bridge?
That's what I meant, yes.
Say what other bridge?
The Richmond Bridge, which we do not drive over.
We don't.
I think the last time I was even in Richmond was when Bob Kalico still lived there.
Yeah.
And he even had poker games at his place. Talked to Bob in a while?
Not much. I mean, here and there.
Yeah.
Brief exchanges on Facebook or something like that. Nothing.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit on Twitter when I mentioned that I really liked Hearthstone. And he seemed pleased by that. But yeah. that was the last conversation of any substance I had with him. Some PR person that I know, that I'm at least vaguely aware of, just moved over there. It's a Blizzard. I can't remember who it is, though. Like, someone I know is taking over the World of Warcraft PR stuff.
It's like Dameron went back to Microsoft.
Yeah.
Which is funny, I didn't realize he was doing that until we showed up for, like, an Xbox One launch event. He was there, and it was like, it didn't even register that he had been gone. It was just like, hey man, good to see you again. Like, wait a minute, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh man.
He's like, yep, came back. I'm like, alright.
Track Bob down at some point over down there. Say hey, at least.
I mean, they normally don't show stuff in the show.
Yeah,
so.
He usually comes by or is in the area at some point, even if he doesn't come to the show floor. So.
Right.
I'll send him a message, see if he wants to come by, maybe just have a drink or something one of the nights.
And, you know, Gerald is a Blizzard.
Yeah. What's he doing? Is it PR or is it just...
I don't think it's PR. It might be some kind of marketing role or something. I don't know.
That's pretty recent, right?
I'm going to say it's been at least a year.
Oh, okay.
Not more. Yeah, I think it's...
You know, that's probably about how long it's been since I checked in on Gerald, so there you go.
And then Miguel's back up here now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's in San Francisco.
Where's he working?
What is he doing? Is it Wikia?
Okay.
Or some other thing. He might be at the thing that Will Tuttle was at before he went to sort of do the Xbox Wire stuff.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I gotta catch up with Miguel. I guess... Gerald, Miguel, and Ben Stahl are playing D&D over Skype on a regular basis.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Is Ben still up in Washington?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's got a kid. A couple of kids.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the last time I actually saw Ben Stahl, and it has been... many, many years.
I saw him last PAX Prime.
Okay.
He came by. And we hung out for about half an hour or so. Yeah. Took off. From that era. I don't know. I wonder if Shane Soderfield ever ended up somewhere.
I feel like I know where he ended up, but I can't. It's not coming to me at this second.
Just look and see if he put it on Facebook or something.
Yeah. What's Trevor doing?
That's a great question. Seems like something Ryan McDonald would know.
Yeah.
Because they lived, like, next door to each other or something for a while, or they were, like, out in Vacaville or wherever the fuck.
See what Lauren's up to these days?
Being into holistic stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what she is doing for a living. I think she's still with that same dude.
Okay.
But I think they might be back out here now. Like, they were in New York for a long time, but I think she might be out west.
I think the last time I saw Lauren was the last time she hosted a GameSpot E3 thing. Which would have been for, I'm guessing, like, 2007? 6? 7?
It was not 7, because 7 was the year that we were in the restaurant.
Right, so it would have been 6 then.
I almost want to say they brought her on for 2008 or something, though.
Maybe.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't
remember. The timeline for that is all very fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, he just kind of disappeared.
Just vanished. Just poof.
It's like he never existed.
Who's Rich Gallup?
I'm sad Rich is not coming out for E3, but I also totally understand why he is not coming out for E3.
Yeah.
There's like nothing for him to do in E3.
Yep. I saw Frank Adams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He came out for Vinny's drinking thing at Steph's.
We were talking, Vinny and I were talking about Frank a little bit. We were driving from Boston to Jersey. Sounds like he's doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I talked to him for a while.
Occasion would be, or if this would even be feasible, but I had always sort of bandied about the idea in my head of trying to get all the old various GameSpot people from all the various eras together just for one night at some point, someday down the road.
We did that.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it might have been before you came on.
Okay.
But, we did that. We did that at Backflip or the Phoenix or whatever, the fucking place with the pool.
Okay.
That's when Vince was still there and everything. When they, said anybody who worked here can come. And there are a couple people that showed up. You're like, oh right, super spooky guy that, like, I don't want to like. Okay. A couple people from those some of those eras. You're like, oh, this guy, he's not good at being around people. I don't know. He just keeps staring.
Yeah.
That was where Giancarlo got thrown into a pool.
Oh, okay. That's what that was.
Yeah.
I remember that story. I just couldn't remember what that involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they threw him into a fucking pool. And
I bet he wasn't very happy about it.
I think he was fine.
Okay. He seems like the sort of person that if you threw him in water, he'd be like, God damn it. Fuck.
I think he had been drinking to a point where that was not the response.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, what is it? I mean, it'll be 2016 will be that site's 20-year anniversary.
Jesus. is a crazy thing to consider.
Right.
Like, even really just most things on the internet being, like, 20 years old is still kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's weird because, like, technically it was like, May 96, but I always... And that's probably because the only people that are even remotely attached to... That are still remotely attached to that site now are me and Ryan.
Right.
Ryan was the second video game spot hire, and I was the third.
Who was the first?
Glenn.
Right. Right.
How do you think we got those jobs?
Vince is still doing that.
This moment thing. Yeah. That seems like it's doing well.
Yeah.
He's down in Santa Monica or something now. Has been for a while. I think Ocarina's down there with him. Bedard's up here.
Is Noel still working there? Or was he ever working there? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think he was. I assume so.
Okay.
Like Trey, I think,
I think Bedard's at a different company now.
Mm.
I got a LinkedIn thing a while ago that said he had been at another company for like a year.
Huh. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He always seemed like one of those dudes that, like, serially would just jump from company to company, starting things, making things work, and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe.
That was my first thing with GameSpot, was working for Scott Bedard for, like, 2 weeks on game rankings or whatever that was.
Oh. Yeah, game rankings. Rankings, right?
Yeah, game rankings.
That's the name of that site,
When they first bought that site, they needed someone to do some data entry stuff, so I spent like 2 weeks doing that.
And then didn't we put you on support stuff, too?
Well, when I got the assistant editor job, that was half my responsibility.
Right.
Was, okay, so you're going to write these reviews, but also you're going to answer these support tickets.
Right. And then that was...
So I did that for about a year.
That was you taking over support from Ryan, I think.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he showed me how to use all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, like Ryan and Ben just were getting rides home with me so much that they were around those offices so much that they just eventually ended up working there.
Yeah.
This guy asks, what is Glenn up to now? Glenn sells ads for Leo Laporte.
Yep. He has become part of the Petaluma tech scene.
Yeah.
And he's married and, you know, living his life, doing his thing.
Yep.
I don't think I've talked to him much at all since the reunion show, but,
Yeah, I sent a message back and forth with him here and there, but,
How old is Leo Laporte now?
No idea.
Because, I mean, he's looked ancient since the 90s. You know, he's one of those people that has always kind of looked old, like Leslie Nielsen.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm trying to think, because Glenn met Leo back in, like, 92 or something.
Yeah.
They were doing, a radio show, and Glenn manned the chat room for that radio show for a chunk of time. And then there was one week where someone was out, and then Glenn moved out of the chat room to be on the show proper, and then I took over the chat room for a week or something.
Yeah.
And I briefly met Leo then, not in a way that he would have ever remembered. Yeah, I don't know. Leo's been doing it
forever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have never met him.
Good guy.
That has always been the impression I've gotten, yes. Oh god, that dog is hanging out of that window.
Is that Jody Husky?
It looks like it could be. not dyed blue, though.
Yeah.
God, that dog looks so unhappy in that picture.
Yeah. Why has almost everything we will see at E3 already been announced? Because E3 is not the objective. Like, no one's out there going like, we need to make sure E3 is great.
Yeah.
They're out. The objective is, we need to make sure people are aware of our games and that they want to buy them. Like, E3 is just a function of that, and if E3 is not the most useful way to do that, it will be replaced.
Yeah, like, you remember that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns goes to the Mayo Clinic and they show him the diagram of, like, all the different diseases trying to squeeze through the door at once?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what E3 turned into. It was a million games all trying to squeeze through the same door and just getting nowhere. It has become increasingly useless to try and just get everything out on that show floor, you know, announce it at the press conferences or whatever. It's like everyone needs their spot to try and get a little coverage for themselves now.
Yeah.
And they can do that because they have, you know, YouTube and their various, you know, in-house editorial outlets and whatever to do that now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, ex-video game journalists work for Microsoft.
Yep.
In an alarming, like, quantity.
And Sony.
And, Sony, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Sid.
Ubisoft.
Yeah, Ubisoft has, like, Gary Steinman and some other people.
And Dan Amrick now, too.
Oh, really? Is that where you went?
Yep. Okay. He's working on Rocksmith? Like, he's doing stuff
yeah,
for them?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
There was some picture from the show floor, that was supposedly from the show floor last night.
Oh, it was the Nintendo thing?
Yeah.
The Mario Maker?
Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
It's kind of stupid when you think about it that they have never done that before.
I feel like that's, like, if they do that right, then that's the game I've been saying they should make for a very long time now.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, people have been making Mario levels in other, like, level-building games forever. So now they can just do that.
Co-opt the ROM hack scene and, you know, like, let people make their fucked up weird Mario stuff.
If that's the 3DS game that they're going to dedicate all that time to and the Direct, that makes a lot of sense.
The kiosk setup made me think that was going to be a Wii U game, but I don't know. I didn't look at it too closely.
It could be both.
Maybe, yeah.
Both have screens with styluses.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be a really cool thing if that is what it sounds like. And then they're just going to start releasing different versions of that for all their franchises, so they don't have to make those games anymore. They can just let everyone else do it.
They'll do it and then realize, oh, we fucked up.
Yep. You want an F-Zero sequel? Here's your fucking F-Zero Maker. Just make some tracks.
I don't know.
Some cars.
Yeah.
Go. I don't know. Punch-Out Maker? Here, just here's some dudes. Punch them. I don't know. Fucking make it happen.
That'll probably be a lot harder to do.
Yeah, I know. WarioWare Maker. Make your own WarioWare minigames.
They did that.
Did they?
That was WarioWare DIY.
I don't think I ever played that.
Yeah. They just shut down the online service for it, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
Good luck.
No, it's cool. I probably wouldn't have picked it up anyway.
It was difficult to use, but fully featured in a way that was, like, scary and kind of awesome, so...
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, fuck, man. If that Mario Maker thing is real and it is well made, that...
That's about the smartest thing they could do.
Yeah, that's like Dark Horse Game of the Show right there.
Yep. What I've been waiting for, something I didn't see coming, you know?
Yep.
Something that isn't just a foregone conclusion.
Fondue festivals in town, dude.
I think we went over that earlier in the week.
I want to steal the fondue festival sign.
So that it's like there's always a fondue festival in your home?
Yeah. I mean, that sign's been up in front of that place for 15 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. Longer.
Do you think the fondue festival is actually still going?
Oh, yeah. Apparently that place is really good. I don't know. Like, I was reading up on it at one point, and it's one of those weird restaurants that's like, we're open for 4 hours a day. Fuck you.
Yeah.
We have fucking six tables.
Hey, if you can make that operation work for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
When we get to the office, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you open up like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, just... I just got a lot of energy and emotion inside me. You know, sometimes it just gets out. You
gotta let it out.
Yeah. It's like teen steam. You gotta let it out. It's almost like I drank 1.5 energy beverages this morning instead of just one.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh man.
Now you have another one, like waiting for later?
It was pretty much 2-for-1, so I had to get two.
Obviously. In fact, it's suicidal not to.
Yeah.
Bring the mixler in there with you. Just unleash that shit like the intro to Gin and Juice, you know?
Uh-huh, yep. Yeah.
And just apropos of nothing at some point, just screaming, "Oh, that bitch!"
Yep. Yin Yin job service. Not at all a front for something totally insidious. It's just the Yin Yin job service.
Yeah.
What is this place?
It's where you go to get jobs.
There's no indication, at least not in English, there's no English indication of what this place does.
It's where you go to get jobs. They serve you jobs.
They serve jobs. Go to Yin Yin job service, get a job.
Yeah.
Like, you need to, all right, okay.
Hello, I need a job.
All right, here you go. Here's a suspiciously large duffel bag. Don't look what's inside it, and we need you to bury it someplace where no one will find it. Okay,
thank excellent.
You. Yeah, great.
Where do I collect my check?
Come back here when the job is finished.
Excellent. There seems to be something of a red liquid leaking out of this bag. Should I be concerned about that?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, I have left this bag on Treasure Island where no human will ever find it.
Great, yeah. We've been leaving bags out there for years. Here's $45.
Excellent, thank you.
All right.
What is my next job?
Here is a package of... Well, let's say it's a package. We need you to take this down by the baseball stadium. There's going to be a man waiting to give you a briefcase in exchange for this package. We need you to bring that briefcase back here, and we will give you your money at that point.
Okay.
Do not look at the package or the briefcase.
Okay. Should I look at the man?
I'd advise against it.
Okay.
But,
So I made the exchange, I brought back this briefcase. Unfortunately, I tripped and I fell over, and all this cocaine spilled out.
Well, that is going to cost you some of the money that we were going to pay you.
I understand.
Did you recover all of it, or what's the deal here?
I mean, what I was able to salvage, I could.
Okay.
What was covered on my body, I mostly just licked off.
Okay, here is $5, and
okay.
I'm going to hit you with the butt of this gun for a while.
Well, you know, it's tough but fair.
Yeah.
Hard to find good work these days, I suppose.
All right, well, you know, now that you've seen some stuff here, I think we can escalate you to some different jobs.
Oh, terrific.
All right, there's a white van with a couple of guys in it, and it's full of girls.
Uh-huh.
We need you to kill both those guys.
Okay.
And bring the van and the girls here.
So basically, the Yin Yin job service is basically just a GTA game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a set of GTA missions. At some point, the Yin Yin job service is going to introduce you to some other person who will also have things for you to do.
That person will be played by Gary Busey.
Uh-huh. So I'm crazy. We're going to take out the military. You need to get me a tank. He'll say. Sneak onto this military base and get me some hardware.
I know San Andreas is your favorite, and I think that's a totally valid opinion. I'm just going to say, I don't think the character writing has ever been better than Vice City.
I think Vice City is a much more cohesive and tonally accurate thing.
Yeah.
Because San Andreas is obviously all over the place with jetpacks and nonsense.
And it's great because of that, but yeah. I think the characters and the comedy in Vice City is, like you said, much more cohesive, just but better all around.
But San Andreas has the tone and style that I love.
Yep. It's that gangster shit.
It is that gangster shit, yes. Do you have an opinion on new versus old Queens of the Stone Age?
Not really, because I kind of like all of it.
Okay.
I think that band has remained good in nearly all of its incarnations over the years, so...
Well, we're at the office, so we're going to shut this down. We'll be back tonight, and then... Obviously, we'll be back in about 24 hours with the E3 drive. So get ready for that shit.
Woo!
And we'll see you guys later. Oh, we got a live show today too.
Yeah, so come watch.
You need to go in the weird door because this is they put stuff here.
They did.
That's weird.